This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The House Appropriations Committee spent the second day of a 10-day special session rehashing old budget debates. The legislature passed a state spending plan a few weeks ago, but now Chairman Cameron Henry wants to see if more money can be saved, reducing the need for additional taxes.
You might want to adjust an agency's budget one way or the other, maybe give them more money, maybe give them less. So that's just part of the budget process.
Corrections, health, and higher education leaders defended their budgets in front of the committee Tuesday. House Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger says reintroducing the budget, largely approved by both the House and Senate, is slowing down a short special session.
We're spending time going through the motions when we could be focused on negotiating a compromise that will actually fund the priorities that we've already clearly expressed we have.
The current spending plan, signed into law by the governor, leaves a handful of state services, like TOPS and Children and Family Services, underfunded. If lawmakers don't fill the $500 million budget gap this session, the agencies and state services that aren't fully funded would get an equal share of the money raised. Multiple sales tax bills are being floated to raise revenue. One penny in state sales tax expires at the end of the month, causing the state's financial crisis. Bills that would temporarily maintain one-third and half of the penny failed in past sessions. On Tuesday, Representative Paula Davis offered up a plan that would fall in the middle, extending the state sales tax to 4.4% for 5 years.
I'm hoping that that's a compromise between Democrats and Republicans and we can get this done and go home. You know, and still funding critical services while still cutting government.
That bill, plus other sales tax measures, are expected to be voted on in the House Ways and Means Committee today. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.